This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're jamming through your phone calls here. I'll hand the baton very quick to Kate Daly here in about 10, 15 minutes, but I want to get to your calls. Corey in Maryland on mRNA and livestock vaccines and more. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So, first of all, my dad was a 101st Airborne paratrooper in World War II, and he used to listen to you. And after the war, he went into Army intelligence. He told me a bunch of things because he had a top level, you know, top secret level clearance. But anyway, that's for another time. Getting back to the mRNA, which is why I'm calling. They've been, when I say they, the government and governments around the world, from what I'm hearing, have been forcing farmers to inject livestock with mRNA since April of 23.
Absolutely.
And as we know, mRNA is causing myocarditis, turbo cancers, and sudden death. You know, nothing to worry about there. But, you know, it's I don't think that enough people are aware of it. And
no, you're right. Really we need major pushback against that.
Yeah.
And again, Bill Gates said, we'll just put the vaccine in your food. Well, what he means is they have all these different systems, but they have systems where the plant grows it genetically engineered, or they inject the plant, it replicates in a plant, and then it sloughs. Even if you don't eat the plant, it's putting it off.
Right. Yeah, so I was just kind of wanting to bring a lot more awareness to it because, I mean, when you go to the grocery store and you're buying up meat, you're basically they're murdering you slowly, and, you know, this is a fight of good versus evil, and we can't fight if we're not healthy. So there is a local farm near me that I know the farmer to a degree, and I do trust him. He said that he's not even using
From my research, there aren't a lot of people putting it in cows yet, but it turns out they've been doing mRNA vaccines on pigs since 2018. And so this stuff is all over the place, and God knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, videos of chickens, baby chickens, getting injected. I don't know if it was mRNA or what they're injecting, but it's like they're going through this machine and it's getting stamped with with a needle. So I don't know what's going into the chickens too, but you know, it's all pretty scary.
They're hitting us through the food, brother. Thank you so much, Corey. God bless you and God bless your dad. Sounds like an interesting guy. I'm glad to have listeners like that to the past. Joe in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to talk a little bit, you know, about Vic, you know, getting behind Trump, man. I think that's an awesome thing. And I hope they expose it all, but who knows, you know, I'm trying to figure it out myself, but I can't.
Well, so, I mean, look, Vivek is doing irrevocable damage to him. I think he's a good guy. So what, he used to work with the establishment. That's what everybody did. We have to be ready for everybody to come over to our side. That doesn't mean we, you know, totally always trust him or anybody else. I don't even trust myself. And I mean well, but sometimes I make bad decisions. In fact, I like to make my decisions before about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Because even if I haven't had a couple beers or whatever, if I'm up here some night, 6, 7, 8, I'm pissed, I'm working, and the next day I go, that decision I made or what I said, I don't totally agree with it. Because when you get tired, you make mistakes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Believe me, I know. But I just want to say, you know, I hope we can trust these people, because the state of the world and how everything's going, I can't believe that they're able to do and be and say whatever they want.
Well, Trump is far from perfect, but they are scared as hell of him. I mean, they don't like Elon Musk either, so, you know, they're, but I don't think we count on Trump or Elon to save us. We have to all ourselves speak out, do the right thing, be informed, inform others.
All right, brother, man, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you for holding, brother. All right, we're going to go to break. Real fast, Jennifer and Charles. And then I'm going to hand the baton to the great Kate Daly. And we'll skip both network breaks so she gets 8 minutes back. and that'll take up for any time I steal here. But she's always amazing. Love listening to her. And then in 55 minutes, Owen Schroyer, former political prisoner, hosts The War Room at Infowars.com/show and at Real Alex Jones on X. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The Dow is down 141 points. Stock market crash is the top trend on X right now. That doesn't mean it's going to crash because they're hiding all the inflation in there. And I didn't get to it today. I'm going to play it tomorrow early in the show. Remind me, an excellent breakdown of who really owns State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. Well, they all own each other, but who owns that? We'll cover that tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I meant to hit it yesterday, but I got busy, and today, but it's more important now than ever. Let's go to Jennifer in Georgia. Jennifer, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I haven't been a very long time listener, so it's awesome to be talking to you. I apologize if I stumble over my words. I get kind of nervous talking.
Well, don't be nervous. You're only talking to about 3 million people right now, so.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make a long story short, but basically I'm disabled, and when I say disabled, I actually mean, like, I literally can't drive. I can't work. Unfortunately, believe me, I wish I could. I don't like the welfare system at all. But unfortunately, since I was just a toddler, I've been receiving Social Security benefits because of my disability. As an adult, I can't work now, and I'm still receiving them. But I actually called Harrison back in October or November, I believe, to share a local report that I saw on my news, my local Atlanta news station. And basically what they're doing right now, the Social Security Administration, is they are sending letters out to people, thousands and thousands of people, recipients around the country who are receiving Social Security in any form, saying that they owe all the money that they've ever been given back to the government because apparently they're running out, which that's a given. After listening to the podcast yesterday, I kind of saw where that was going, and
I don't know about those letters, but I'll look into it. That's pretty big news. There might be some scam letters. Sure. But here's the bigger issue: inflation's killing those benefits. So regardless, we're in a very bad world. That's why we need family, and I know everybody doesn't have family to take care of them. But we're entering a very dark world. That's why they want to euthanize the disabled and the old because they don't want to pay for them.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, it's very sad that they would put us on the back burner. Like, I'm not talking about people who just want to say that they're disabled.
I understand. Well, don't worry. They're giving the illegal aliens $90,000 a year right now. No, I hear you. It's a terrible situation. We're trying to track it, but it's a very dark world we're entering.
Look into the article. They're all over the place. They're telling people that they owe the money back to them, like $40,000. $60,000, $10,000 back, you know, that they've received from the beginning of the time that they started receiving them. And literally one of the people who were interviewed in this article, they said that the Social Security, I guess like the administration, like the clerk or whoever is at the office, told them that they need to see the money as a loan that has been now due.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Send these articles to showtips@infowars.com. We'll look into it. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Sorry to hear what you're going through. Charles in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I hope you're doing well, Alex. I just wanted to talk about the new World Economic Forum.
Yes.
I say it goes back to, it goes way back, but back to Edison, Rockefeller, and investment banker J.P. Morgan. They learned something in the early 1900s, in the 1870s. They knew that every individual home could have an appliance inside its basement that would generate its own gas. And they knew by 1900 it could make electricity also. See, Edison, when he started selling power on Pearl Street, he was doing it with coal and steam. Well, they wanted a better way, a cheaper way. Well, he found something out, but they learned that they could transmit it from Niagara Falls once Tesla gave them AC power. But Edison also had a guy working for him when he bought up an electric company that turned into GE Research, and he had an engine that was a gasoline engine that was extremely efficient. But they, like I say, that's the thing. That's what this economic, industrial revolution is. This one is the transition from the petrol dollar to the electronic dollar. And that's why they're calling out. That's why they're having us transition into electric cars, because the banks require it, because they're the ones that want to tax everything we do. Every time we get in our car, they can do it once they set up an electric car.
No, that's right. The old Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. They have a new one. Electric cars don't even work in freezing weather, as people can see on screen, all over the country, all over the world. They're building bridges nowhere while suppressing all the real innovative technologies that are out there. They want to make us resource scarce to control us and depopulate us. Great points. Thank you, Charles. All right, Kate Daly takes over for the balance of the hour. Great syndicated talk show host, really smart lady. Owen Schroyer in 50 minutes at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. Please remember, we're listener supported. Please get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, or a Team Humanity t-shirt that keeps us on air. Plus, it helps spread the word. God bless. Now, Kate Daly takes over.
Thanks, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you. It's so good to be with you on InfoWars right now. And, of course, I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. I want to share something with you, maybe a little bit of insight. But I was on my show yesterday. I do a live radio show. And I was playing a song. And it's obviously a beautiful song, My Country 'Tis of Thee. And I actually started getting really emotional. I started to tear up and get choked up. And that's not a normal thing for me. I don't normally do that. Okay. I'm not a bucket of emotion. But it was a strange feeling because I was on camera and I'm getting obviously upset. And it's like a song you hear in high school. One person sitting there listening to this song, like an Eagles song or something, brings you right back to high school or college or something. And you have a total emotion about it because you had this moment where you feel like, oh my gosh, I just remembered something that happened during that time, and it brings you right back to that emotion. It was kind of like that feeling. But the person next to you sitting in the car could listen to the same exact song and not feel anything, right? And just goes right over their head. But you're sitting there thinking about this song, and it totally affects you. And it got me thinking a little bit about where we're at in America right now. And who we are as a people, and what brings that emotion for me, right? Well, I love this country. I mean, I really love this country. And I didn't feel like that in my youth. If I would have actually listened to that song in high school, wouldn't have done a thing for me. I mean, of course, I was raised in California, and I learned nothing. But it wasn't going to do anything for me at the time. Not even in my 20s and 30s. It wasn't a song that brought me to tears. Nice song, but not a song that actually gave me any kind of emotional feeling whatsoever. And it wasn't until I got older that I started feeling this sense of emotion when I would listen to, God Bless America or My Country 'Tis of Thee. And I thought, why is that? Is it because of age? No, because there's a lot of older people that are full communists in this country that call themselves an American, but they hate this country. So I was trying to think, well, why do I feel this emotion? why am I in a bucket? Why am I getting all choked up and tears running down my face? And I'm thinking, why is this happening to me? Why do I feel like this? Another lefty loony could listen to My Country Tis of Thee, and she gets angry, right, or hates on the country and cries out for the lesbian pedo CIA agent Hillary to save her. We're in two totally different camps. I'm feeling this love and loss for a country that I feel like is ending, right? And I'm desperate to change it. This person sitting on the sidewalk screaming up to heaven for Hillary, the pedo lesbian CIA agent, to save her. There's two totally different emotions going on here. But how did we get there as a country? How did we find our way there? Two totally different camps of thought. And I can imagine that people who don't care about this country are not emotional in the least. They just don't care. But maybe they just don't care because they just don't understand. Maybe they just don't understand history. Maybe they've never had a proper history lesson in their life, right? We had this house called America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Came on the tail end the last 15 years of a very long 60-70 year ride. Okay? But the movies tell you Harriet Tubman did it. Why? Because they wanted to put her as the face of ending slavery. She basically got out about 50 people, which were mostly her family members. But that railroad was already designed. How do you think it happened? The slaves couldn't get off the properties of 325,000 families, right? Owned slaves. Out of the whole country, 325,000 families did in the South, mostly. How do you think they got off the properties to do that? They couldn't have. They couldn't have designed it. There was no logistical way. So white Quakers and whole congregations got together and decided that they were going to install that Underground Railroad. That's how it happened. But you never saw that in your history book, did you? Ever. You were never meant to. Because they wanted to keep your eyes fixated on certain things. Okay? And when I say only about 325,000 families, that wasn't as many as you think it was with the population of the time. Okay? It was in a smaller part of the country, but if you read the history books, you think it was happening in all of the country. And not to even say that it was good or anything like that. No. Of course it was to end. All slavery was to end. For the Irish, the Chinese, the black, everything. Even the white. We at one time were slaves too. Nobody got to escape that. And it was a mindset. But you're never going to hear it. Centuries of slavery, okay? We had a constitutional republic until that Civil War. About 1871, it all changed. We became a corporation. Everybody realizes that now, right? That can't be hidden anymore. Pharma started to take root. Our financial organizations, our banks were taken over. Was now calculated. Eugenics was in. This was going to be the new thing. It was going to be eugenics. All right? When they could finally calculate when you would die, when they could finally do that, and the insurance companies came into existence in the late 1800s, they realized that they could game death. They could predict it, that they could cause it. And we started in on something that I don't think most Americans are aware of, because that constitutional republic that was so fragile that only lasted a certain time, okay? The house burnt down. Slab is still there, but the house burnt down. But we didn't ever really realize it because we kept getting marketed this idea that we were still this constitutional republic. Why do you think they forced the term democracy so much on you? They don't want you to think about a republic. It's not in their best interest. But it all changed after 1871. We got a reset and we didn't realize. Okay? Pharma was in. The taking over of our medical was on, right? The country doctors were out. They centralized Johns Hopkins schooling for all the doctors. That was in. Herbs for the body were out. Any natural healing was out. We used to use CBD. Castor oil was used on the skin to penetrate, remove tumors, what ailed us. It can penetrate deep into the skin because of your body heat. We used to use it all the time. Your ancestors took cod liver oil. It helped with thyroid. It helped with all kinds of things. There was a reason that we knew what worked and what didn't work, right? The country doctors knew how to help us, but that was too good. This is how we prevailed for centuries without pharma, okay? We had a gazillion herbs, and they were for the service of man. Look at your scriptures. They were for the service of man. So herbs were used for everything, right? They devised public health in the low 1900s on a lie that somewhere in the South there was a little hookworm going on, so public health had to come in and rescue it and become a whole new department of government. But what was the real job of public health? The real job of public health was to oust the country doctor. Prevention. They wanted to take over prevention. Okay? They wanted to take over certain duties so that they could start to ease out the country doctor. Oh, man, what a mistake that was. It took half the duties away. And then prevention now became a public health job. It was all done on a lie. The agency, ever since, has been on the wrong footing. They only take government orders. It's not about your health. It's about control. They're just government soldiers is what they are. Doctors, from then on, were told to just write scripts. Why? Because the poisoning was on. The gaming of death was on. The causing of death was on. They were about to capitalize huge in the insurance markets. Insurance companies rule the world? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Because once they could come in and game death, that's when eugenics just really became game on. They knew too much about how they could absolutely poison you. And, of course, they didn't have any bodies to experiment on. So when they got to World War II, World War I and World War II, World War I started the Vax program. World War II was where they really, pharma really did some experimenting. But we didn't realize that at the time. They were getting their program nice and ready for us to go into mandatory overload. But we didn't see it. We didn't know. When you finally understand what your country has done to itself after 1871, when it became a corporation, now it's a little bit easier to see how they gamed it, what they did, what was the plan, right? Well-laid plans. That's the problem. Well-laid plans. The lefty loony listening to My Country Tis of Thee on the side of me, I'm in a bucket of tears, and they're just angry. They don't know any of this. They don't understand. They don't want to understand how it was taken over. Okay? And, of course, in 1907, right, very, very busy in this 50-year block of time. In 1907, the Carnegie Foundation got together with the Ford Foundation to alter and change our history in the education field and gut our education and train up our teachers so that they would never talk about that constitutional republic. The time when we had it, what it was written for, what it was about, how important it was, how it was the only type of government that the people owned, they had to gut it because plans were well underway. The poisoning of America was on. Do you know what the Trojan horse was? Fertilizer. We didn't need chemical fertilizer, but it came up in the late 1800s, started poisoning our food, poisoning our fields. They sold that on a lie, too, in the early 1900s. They told us we had to have it, that we needed it. Up until then, we used natural ways, always, and they worked. That's how we're still here as a people. But they sold us on a lie. It was the big Trojan horse that was going to cause a lot of symptoms coming in the door. All those symptoms in the early 1900s and late 1800s that we had never seen before, okay? There had to be a reason for them. And when I come back, I'll tell you why that is. Sometimes we just need a really good history lesson to ground us again in this country. Yes, it's worth fighting for. And yes, it's worth understanding and knowing about. The feelings that I get when I listen to My Country Tis of Thee and I know I'm losing my country and I know how deeply I feel for this country come from the knowledge of how much we've lost. It's the most important part of this scenario. If you don't understand how much we've lost, people won't fight for this country. We're being infiltrated at the border. So those of us that do know, we have to stand up 10 times as strong to it. And we have to understand what we're dealing with. We've got to understand their long-term plans and how it's affected our lives. I'll be right back on InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Dallier.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Spending some time with you in this hour, and so grateful to do that. I love being on InfoWars with you. You know, I'm talking about a little bit of history because I know for a fact, growing up in California on the beach in Orange County, I didn't really learn anything. I never learned anything about this country. I didn't really learn much at all, but I really didn't learn anything about this country. No one did. None of you did. And so what became our education? We were all enrolled in a course called news, the evening news. That became what we looked to be educated in politics and government, what was happening. And everything was served up by government through the media to us. We just didn't know we enrolled in adult education, but our adult education became the nightly news. That's how everyone was educated. As a talk show host, when I was first hired, I was hired because they asked me a question. They said, this was the only precursor to being hired was, are you into politics? And I said, well, yeah, I guess. And they said, well, do you read the news? Yeah, and I watch Fox News. Wow. That's where I started in all of this. It wasn't until I really started studying America and started studying what has happened to America that I finally understood where we're at as a country and why. And it finally starts to make sense a little bit, right? Then they got angry that I actually started to learn something on my own, right? And I started getting censored because you can't learn too much, right? Can't know too much. And because, you know, it could piss off the politicians when you start to realize what they're doing to this country. The one thing people out there have a hard time comprehending is the fact that since about 1871 and on, there's been a very controlled, active plan to kill us pretty slowly in this country. And once you realize why eugenics was so important to them from that time on, and how much money could be made off of our death and off of our life if they could profit from us, right? Then it all becomes much easier to understand why we ended up in the year 2020 with the COVID lie. Comes a lot more interesting, doesn't it? A lot of eyeballs. I hate to keep saying wake up, but people started learning the truth at that point. And this has been overwhelmingly successful in people understanding what the government's really up to. So good. I'm glad they did it. I'm glad they did it so people could start seeing the truth and start looking at more natural medicines and start understanding what's really going on. It opened up more eyes than I think they ever thought would happen. Maybe. The AP, during this 50-year time period, 1871, actually mid-1800s, they took over our elections. They started calling our elections. Yeah, the corrupt AP, government-owned news department, right? And the reason that they did that, too, was because then, if they had control over the elections, they could start calling them early. Remember 2020? Right? Before anything's even counted. Yeah, Arizona's the winner. See how that works? And the AP, the trusted news network, so completely corrupt. Lying scumbags, really. Always caught lying. Never apologizing. Right? So during this time, we were sold a war. They used to call it the Great War because we didn't have World War II yet. So they didn't call it World War I. It was the Great War. We didn't want it. We knew better. But they had to sell it to us. And why? Because there was a lot more on the hook than we even realized. Yeah, there was profit. Of course. Huge amounts of profit. Huge amounts of debt to go into. Right? And of course, they owned it at that time. Because right before that, they took over the Federal Reserve. I've spent a lot of time with Ed Griffin, who wrote The Creature of Jekyll Island, all about Jekyll Island and what happened there to our money and the money sources. Okay? Lots of profit to be made. They also started a vaccination program at that time, too, but on the down low. Most people didn't even realize it was going on, right? Because they kept those kind of things within the camps, you know, within the military camps. But they started inoculating people. Then we ended up with the 1918 flu. But if you go back into the newspapers of that time, it really wasn't the highlight. It was actually like on page 5, page 10. And they kept track in cities, number by number, right? But they embellished those numbers over time. It's about an eighth of what they're telling us now. Okay? Died. But the vaccination program started then. They started losing soldiers to that. Did you know that the government, for the first time, placed life insurance policies on the soldiers? For about $4,000 a piece. In our day, it's about $105,000, $110,000 policy. They didn't even know they had it. It was the equivalent of that. They didn't even know they had these policies. Families didn't cash in on them. Who did? The government. Because at that time, this was sort of an unknown commodity, right? You mean you're going to put a life insurance policy on a soldier in World War I? They weren't even thinking about that. Those great men at the time rushed in because our country was in trouble and they wanted to help because they were sold a bunch of lies from Eddie Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud was a fraud. Eddie Bernays was the marketeer of the century. Sold us on everything. Okay? Sold us on getting into debt, sold us on war, sold us on bacon and eggs in the morning, you name it, he sold us on it. Everything was marketed to us. Everything was about patriotism, right? All wrapped up with a bow. And the insurance companies, well, that's where the big money was from the late 1800s on. And they did two things. They came out with the fertilizers, right, that had the chemicals in them. Because why? Because they could affect all of us. They could affect our entire food supply at one time by selling us these chemicals and telling us that we needed them. Why? Because we went into mass food production at the time. And once we went into mass food production, they could sell us about any lie that they wanted to. Okay? That's how that works. So we started having all these crazy symptoms. They didn't know what to call the symptoms. So they made up a term called virus. And they sold it to us. They even sold it to us that it was contagious. Now think about this. If something were that contagious, we wouldn't have survived as a human race. We would have never survived because we'd be sick all the time from each other. It's a ridiculous lie, but we bought into it. Everybody always thinks they're catching something from somebody else, when really all it is your immune system's low. From what? All the junk they do to us, all the crap they do to us lowers your immune system. Sugar lowers your immune system. Every time you drink a Coke, it lowers your immune system. And then we wonder why we feel so crappy. Okay? The doctors laughed when they heard this term virus, when they made this up. And they said, well, we can't find a bacteria for all these symptoms, so we're just going to make something up and call it a virus. This is all substantiated. I have screenshots of this. This is all written in the records. And they came up with this term, oh, it's contagious, it's contagious. Why? Because it meant control. Because at the same time, public health was coming up as a department. What were they all about? Prevention. They had utter control. They could come in and say everyone wear a mask for a ridiculous reason, right? Sell us on contagion. Did you know at the time, I was looking at many articles back in the archives, doctors were laughing at this. Doctors spoke out. They said, this is just asinine. What are they talking about? We've been trained. These were your country doctors. They were saying, this isn't a thing. Yep. Said that of the human race, right? Right? We would be sick all the time. You can't catch something from somebody. This is why you never get sick from a family member. Not never, but usually. Family members sick, not every single person in the family gets sick. They can only get sick if everyone's immune systems are low, right? And there's some sort of bacteria or fungi or some sort of something present, right? Parasite. They were putting parasites in all kinds of stuff. We ingest parasites all the time. It's usually the reason why we're feeling so crappy. The scientist that worked for the Rockefellers admitted that he made it up. And he said, you know, so what? No one's going to question it. No one's going to question this new term. And then World War II started, was heavily marketed. The president knew Japan was going to hit Pearl Harbor, acted surprised. The war was marketed by Disney, of all places, and Hollywood. They recruited most of the Hollywood stars were actually spies. Yes, like Hedy Lamarr. Hedy Lamarr was so busy inventing things and meeting with governments. But guess what, folks? They could travel and no one would suspect a thing. So many of them signed on and had this sort of background where really they were funnels of information. Marilyn Monroe was a spy, for Pete's sakes. They were spies. No one suspected it. Pharma was in full swing. Everything was being tested on us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And spread the lies of pharma. Ousted the country doctors, ousted anything natural. You were never told about anything natural again, and if you brought it up, you were a crazy person. Since about 1950, when all the doctors were getting trained and they shut down all the medical schools that taught any natural health, and they only bolstered up the ones that actually would write a pharma script, that's when all the knowledge went out the window. And you were a crazy person if you still did natural things. Now we had to have babies in a hospital, can't have them at home like we always had, right? Everything started to get controlled by what? By pharma, because pharma owns the doctors. It is an insanity. The more we become sick, the more we get cancer, lose financial independence, the richer they become. We're poisoned slowly. We don't even know it. The politicians now sell us Marxism, right? And in a time of greatest sanitation and beginning of wealth in this country, right? In the 1950s, people were making like $3,000 a year. People were buying homes. They were buying cars. Everything started to be very amazing. And the first time in history, sanitation was at an all-time high. What do? They say, vaccine program. You're going to catch a disease unless you have this shot. Our immune system isn't in a vial with a needle. It's a God-given innate immune system that works pretty beautifully. But they set out to tell you that your whole immune system was in a vial with a needle, and without this vial and a needle, you were never going to live. What a total insanity. What a total joke that is. But we believed it. And ever since we got that vaccine program, we've been nothing but sick. nothing but sick, nothing but cancer. In 2023, one in two gets cancer. How did that even happen? Because we allowed a vial and a needle during our whole entire lifetime to be told to us as our immune system, go get the shot, go get the shot. The only thing they can ever talk about is a shot. COVID comes out, the big COVID lie, 98 symptoms, all the symptoms. And what do they tell you is the first thing? A shot. They never even talked about anything else because it was already in the works and they'd already come up with several hundred thousand vaccines. They just didn't want to tell you. Everything was going to be about a shot. The first thing Fauci said at the beginning of February was, oh, we're going to have a vaccine for this. Well, vaccine. Disease X, will that be another vaccine? Oh, you betcha, because they can't stop selling it to you. Those vaccines have something in them that builds. Otherwise, they wouldn't demand so many. They're telling you to get a flu shot every 5 seconds. All it's going to do is hurt your immune system. Same ingredients are in that flu shot or in the COVID, whatever that means, because there's no COVID in the shots. It's a lie. It's a term. Okay? So now we're sold on, you got to go get a shot. You got it. Your baby will die if you don't get a shot. We didn't have SIDS in this country until we started getting these damn shots. You're sticking those babies full of all those needles and you wonder why they die in their sleep. We were okay. We were actually doing pretty darn good health-wise. We were just living a little too healthy for pharma. They had to introduce a vax program and they had to tell you to get a shot every 5 seconds. That's their only solution. It will always be their only solution. They will never talk about health. It'll never come out of their mouth. Isolation, vaccine. That is their only shtick. That's what it's all about. We have government-owned media, right? We have government-owned everything. We started a welfare program at the time of the greatest wealth and our healthiest nation in the 1950s. We started a welfare program. We didn't even need it at the time. We didn't even need it. RFK went actually down into the South and said, oh, I guess, you know, some problems here in Mississippi and a few problems in the South. Oh, guess we need a national welfare program. I like the Kennedys, but they were dead wrong on this. Of course, the Democrats were going to come in and start looting from you to take money for a welfare program. It was always looting and poisoning. That was all they were capable of from the very, very beginning. All the politicians. And all the people behind the politicians, right? We lost liberty while the fat cats in Washington grew emboldened with these long careers, media coverage, right? Media-owned coverage by the government to sell it to us at every single turn. Aren't you healthy? Here's another shot. Aren't you healthy? No, we're not healthy. We've been poisoned slowly so that pharma and the fat cats in Washington can do what they want to do while we're being dumbed down with fluoride. We're being dumbed down with chemicals. We're being dumbed down with all of this junk so we don't understand what this country is and how much we're losing it. It all starts to make sense when you really start to look at the big picture, doesn't it? We get sicker. We lose property rights. We pay more in taxes. Pharma profits. Corporations get their tax dollars through bribes. Government owns us. What are we to do? Well, if you can see the big picture in the takeover, then we start to understand how important our freedoms are. Liberty. Do you know what the difference between liberty and freedom is? Liberty is freedom with morals. That's what it is. And the last time I checked, we still have a Bill of Rights in the Constitution with boundaries for the government. It's still in play, or they wouldn't be so afraid. They just finish us off. A little slower, but they'll do it. And yes, the highest court is bought and sold. And yes, every single politician, even your most favorite one in Washington, right? Is bought and sold. And yes, they're going to introduce aliens to you and they're going to introduce all this crap to you to keep your eyes off the looting of America. And yes, we're sending gazillions of dollars over to the Ukraine. We could have built 10 walls by now, but our country's being infiltrated for a reason. We're sending money over to the Ukraine to build a smart country. That's exactly what we're doing. Zelensky can't stop talking about it. He's an actor with a boy band. He wears stilettos. Of course, he's talking about the only thing on his mind is we're building a smart country. We're building a smart country. Thanks for all the money. Thanks for all the cash. We're going to be the new example of what a smart country looks like. It's sickening. It's terrible. The border is a quiet coup. We're being overrun every single day right now with people coming into this country. And the toll is mounting. And what are your eyeballs on? The election. Why? Why are they on the election? If you want to ask yourself a really serious question about the election and be honest about it, I love Trump, actually. I really do. I like him a lot. And the thing is, though, I have to ask, why is he running for president when he knows it's rigged? It's not even a good business decision, is it? It's not a good business decision. It's a terrible decision. If you know it's rigged, why are any of them running? Nikki Haley, Miss WEF Klaus Schwab, why is she running? Why did Vivek steal all of Obama's speeches? Why? What's the reason behind it? Okay. Well, he's probably guaranteed a position. Okay. Same with Ben Carson. Ben Carson got housing. Ben Carson's a good dude. I've interviewed him. Okay. They're nice people. But it's a game being played, and it's a much bigger picture. And even those that are naive and don't understand it are playing along. They either have dirt on them, right? They're profiting too much. They don't want to let that go. So they either sit quietly because they're naive and don't know what to do and there's dirt on them, or they're actively looting this country and proud of it. Like the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Romney's. They're all sitting there telling you they're proud of looting this country. They don't love this country. They don't listen to My Country Tis of Thee and even get choked up. Of course they don't. It's all a game. And they're in it to win it, because when they leave, they're worth gazillions more. And no one ever does a story on that in the media. No one ever talks about it, because they won't. But we still have a Bill of Rights. We're still here. We are that slab of concrete. We are that slab of concrete that still exists for the foundation of that house. The house might have burnt down, but the foundation's still there. And concrete's a lot stronger than what was built on top of it, so we could do it again. When the founders started, they didn't even have the slab. Okay? They had to build that too. So we got it a lot easier than they did. Yeah, we've got NSA bugging us, and we've got an FBI that's out of control and anti-American at this point, right? Completely just going against our Bill of Rights at every single turn. And anyone involved with that, you're not an American anymore. You ceased being an American a long time ago because you were willing to do it to your fellow man. CIA is completely gone and completely corrupt. And anyone involved with it's pretty corrupt. You might think there's a lot of white hats. I don't. I think that we are the foundation. We are the people. We're the only ones that can help at this point. We are the only ones that can do anything at this point. It's only going to be the people. And foundation, that slab, it's pretty darn strong, actually. We know. And we're going to have to know 10 times more than the average person. And we're going to have to do 10 times more in action, because we are being overrun every single day, and they want it that way. They want to change this country from within, not for voting, just to escalate violence and to escalate the basic running over of our country, so that the Americans that exist are going to be the minority. We'll be a strong minority. We were once a very strong minority back in the past too, when we fought a revolution and won. God is usually on people's side. When it's truth, miracles can happen. I totally believe that. We just have to stick together, and we have to realize that we have power in numbers, and that's exactly what they're afraid of. They've tried to poison us. They've tried to kill us. They've tried to game our death. They've tried eugenics. We're still here, and we're still fighting. We're very strong. Now we got to get a little stronger. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. Be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.